episode 936, Bridge the Gap.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope you're having a fabulous week. I don't know about you, but sometimes things just get a little bit hairy, scary, and it's just great to kind of wind down for a moment. So I just want to spend a few moments lifting you up with you together, and hopefully it will give you enough energy to get you through the rest of your day. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, are you tired of running from one thing to the next, barely able to get dinner on the table? That's been my life the last few days. Maybe you're wanting to live out your purpose because you know there's something bigger and greater than just going to work or just making sure the laundry's folded or cleaning the toilets. Yes, you gotta bridge the gap. And not with your busyness, not with your to-do list, and definitely not with your priorities. You gotta bridge the gap with prayer. God desires to hear your cry. He wants to talk with you. Philippians 4:6 says this, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You don't have to be anxious about anything. You don't have to worry. God's got you. But how much are you trying to control in your life? You know, I'm a big advocate of control freaks because I am one. And that doesn't mean that I am saying you need to control life. No, I'm saying we have to release the control. We really got to let God take control. So how are things going with you this week so far? You know, what is tugging on your heart? Because God really wants you to talk to him. Remember when your child was young, and if you haven't had any children, hey, that's okay. I'm sure you've experienced this and you've seen it. And so, you know, when they're young and they don't know how to communicate very well, what do? They grunt, they cry, they point. You know, they make these noises. And you're just like, can you just tell me what you want? You know, say sippy cup or milk. Or apple, whatever it is. It's like, just tell me already. God wants you to use your words. I know for my kiddos, when they were so young, that would be something I would tell them all the time. Use your words. Use your words. But we don't use our words. We assume that because God is the Almighty, he created us, that we don't even have to talk to him. But he created you because he wants you to talk to him. God breathed life into you. He wants you to use your words. Bridge the gap with prayer. Stop trying to do life by yourself. Rise up and pray. You know, as much as we try to get things done and jam-pack in a day, how much of it really is meaningful? Think about your calendar right now. Now, if you're driving, please be safe. Don't look at your calendar. But if you're somewhere where you can actually look at your schedule, I want you to take a moment. I want you to pull up your calendar. What's on it? What's on it tomorrow? What was on it Tuesday? On Monday? What happened on Wednesday? How much of your schedule has God in it? Or is it all about running the errands, paying the bills, getting registered for school? Because for kids, it's about around the corner. You know, for some of us, I know in some areas, it's starting next week already. And in others, it'll be a couple more weeks, and then some don't start until after Labor Day. But we're here on the brink of things. Are you out shopping for school supplies, trying to get those tennis shoes for PE class, running those last minute to-dos? going to the grocery store like, oh my gosh, what am I going to fix for dinner? Because remember, we can barely get dinner on the table. How much of your schedule has God built into it? Guilty is charged. There are some days that I don't feel like I have him in my schedule. And when he is not built into my schedule, those days go really bad. Why? Because I don't have anybody to lean on. He's not there to bridge the gap. You see, when God is present and you are present, you can get to the other side. You see what he wants you to see. Your eyes are opened. Your heart is opened. But when you stay closed in and focused only on the earthly things, and I'm not saying our responsibilities are not important. We got to pay the bills. We got to have a roof over our head. You need to pay your mortgage. You need to go to work. You got to earn a living. I get all of that. But God says, don't do it by yourself. Do it with me. I want to be a part of that. And that's truly the difference of a lifestyle here at Create Your Now. It's about wrapping God in your life around, in and out, and not just about living the way you think you should live, and then out of convenience, you're fitting God in. So what does your schedule say? Is he, you know, basically on the checkout line when you go through, you got all those different candies to choose from? Is he there at the convenience and you just pull him out when you need him? Oh, wait, I kind of need this. You want to check him out? Or is he wrapped in your life and everything that you do? You don't want to do life by yourself. Because if you keep trying to do life your way, your struggles and temptations are easily blown out of proportion. Matthew 26:41 says this, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." We are weak. We're only strong because of God. Our willpower will even fail us. You're trying to get to the other side, the success that you want in your business, building this empire that you're dreaming of. Maybe that's God's plan, but if you don't have God wrapped up in it, what do you have? Maybe I am being a little direct, but God's been direct with me. He wants to be direct with all of us because he loves you inside and out. He breathed life into you. You're his daughter. You're his son. How incredible is that? You were not created to do life by yourself. Let God walk beside you. Join in conversation with him. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Bridge the gap. Rise up and pray. Because you know what? You're going to have a beautiful day. Go out and rejoice with the Lord. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.